Unit 7. Terrorism, the New World War. Global conflicts such as World War I and II have been absent from our world for over 70 years. However, another and perhaps more frightening form of warfare has emerged in its place, terrorism. Terrorism can occur almost any time, anywhere, and it is for this reason that it is so alarming to many people. Broadly defined, terrorism is the use of indiscriminate violence by non-government groups to instill fear into the public to fulfill political, religious, or ideological goals. Terrorists often attack visible targets that symbolize what they oppose. This draws the attention of the public and governments to their acts. For instance, at the 1972 Munich Olympics, 11 Israelis were killed by the Black September Organization, a Palestinian terrorist organization. While the Israelis were the immediate victims, the 1 billion people watching the event were the true targets. From 2000 to 2014, over 61,000 terrorist attacks were carried out, claiming the lives of 140,000 victims. Among the most significant acts of terrorism were the attacks on September 11, 2001. This is when the terrorist group Al-Qaeda hijacked four commercial airliners and crashed them into the New York World Trade Center and Pentagon. However, most go unnoticed by the majority of people globally. During this same period, nearly 16,000 terrorist attacks occurred in Iraq alone. Another 9,700 and 7,600 such incidents occurred in Pakistan and Afghanistan, respectively. Terrorist groups actively try to recruit new members. Many terrorists come from the lower social classes or alienated groups in society. They are drawn to become terrorists by a sense of altruism, which makes them believe that they are part of an organization doing good for the world. Having a sense of self-righteous sacrifice allows them to justify the violence they commit. Terrorists may also believe themselves to be victims of society. They feel that becoming terrorists is the only way to fix the problems they see in the world. The United States and other nations have initiated a war on terror in response to these threats. Also referred to as counter-terrorism measures, anti-terrorism laws have given hundreds of government organizations the means to collect information and to detain suspected terrorists without having warrants. The number of terrorist attacks has somewhat decreased since the initiation of the war on terror. Nevertheless, critics contend that most terrorist groups are too fragmented and attacks too unpredictable to defend against fully. Because of this, many feel that anti-terrorism laws have simply given the government too much power to spy on ordinary citizens.